What's good, everybody? This is Silas from SilasBeats.com, and today I wanted to give an update on what's happening. So I have a couple of projects running. It's the 8th of January, so still quite early in the year. So with regards to the Sync 2028 plan, trying to make sync music for a bunch of music publishers, trying to replace all my income with royalty income, I got a little bit trigger happy over the weekend. Actually, it wasn't over the weekend, it was on Friday, I think it was, that I sent out some emails to a few publishers, and I got a lot of automatic replies saying out of office, will only be back on the 15th. So that's not this week, it's only next week that people will be back in office. And I don't want my email to be lumped in with everybody else's, because they're probably going to get a bunch of out of office emails, and I will be one of many, and they're going to want to quickly deal with me. So they'll probably just say, look, we're not taking in any artists, or please contact at another time, or they'll just flat out ignore me. So just to increase my chances, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start reaching out to people from next week onwards. The world is massive, so if I start next week, I should only then really start expecting replies the following week, and then only really be expected to send music through to people the week after that, if all goes well. So in terms of reaching out for Sync 2028, I'm not really quite there yet. What I'm doing right now is I'm just trying to just touch beats, right? I just want to work a little bit on each beat each day. I have to like go back in and tweak a beat, I'd say 2 or 3 times. If I can get 2 or 3 good sittings on a beat, then it's pretty much done. I've touched it as much as I think it needs to be worked on, and then from there it's just a case of tweaking here and there. I'm hoping to be done with my first album by the end of this week, so effectively 7 days from now I should be done. So at the beginning of next week I can already start sending those tracks out to my main publisher and see what they think about it, you know, get to them quite early. We did speak at the end of last year, so they're expecting work from me. I did tell them that I would use this festive period just to work on a couple of tracks, and I think it would be a bit impressive if I got to them. At the moment they got into office, we're already hitting the ground running, there's already an album ready to go. So that's what's happening on that front. In terms of the voiceovers, that is a little bit tricky at the moment, just because everybody's, like, not everyone's back at the office yet, so I'm not getting as many jobs as I thought I would in January. Actually, it was only this morning that I think I got three jobs this morning, which is showing me that my old clients are coming back to me, and I'm having 1 or 2 new people contact me saying, yo, we need this, we need that, can you please send through some samples, or like, let's get to work type thing. So that's really, really good. It's encouraging. It shows me that, this month, I'm hoping, I don't want to jinx it, but I'm hoping I can nicely cross the $1,000 mark on Fiverr. I'm not too concerned about what's happening on Upwork. Upwork is very up and down for me. I think throughout the year last year, I made about $600, $700. So if I can either, you know, do that or do more from Upwork this year, that would be nice, but it's not a massive focus for me. A lot of it is literally just down to me trying to find new platforms to be on. Fiverr and Upwork were my bread and butter last year. I worked on the platform, I worked on my profiles a lot, which is why I ultimately started getting work. What I need to do this year is actually just find a few more platforms. There are a few more freelancing platforms out there. The only issue I'm seeing with these new freelancing platforms is that they don't have a lot of users. The users that are there are users that have been there for a long time. Whereas on Fiverr, people can take a chance on Fiverr. They go on Fiverr and they'll get to me and they'll say, yo, can we get some work done? You know, 800, 900 Rand, and they don't mind spending that money seeing my profile and what's going on there. So I need to find more platforms that sort of have a similar feel to Fiverr, but then also have a similar user base. The other thing I'm seeing is that a lot of people are being pushed there. A lot of YouTubers and Instagrammers, they're making videos saying, make this amount of money on Fiverr. So there's a lot of people going towards Fiverr, making new accounts, and they're sort of clogging up the system. Not complaining, it's fine, because I have a skill, like an actual skill to provide on Fiverr. So if you're thinking about Fiverr, most definitely do it, but just understand that for you to actually, for Fiverr to make sense for you, you probably need to have a skillful skill. It can't be a low skill. It must be something real. So if you're video editing, you need to really be video editing, but at a particular level. If you are a rapper and you want to give your rapping services, maybe you want to do custom songs for people, you need to be doing it, but at already a pretty high level for you to be seen to get your first job. And then from there, pick up and, you know, start actually making a career out of what's going on that platform. Yeah, so voiceovers, kind of cruise control at the moment, just the three jobs. I'm expecting more to come through. Actually, completely forgot that I finished another two jobs over the weekend. So I can't really complain. It is picking back up. As I mentioned with Sync, that's what's going on. Artists, not so much. People aren't really reaching out to me for work. It's weird. I think for the South African market, just because I have put less energy into the South African market, I feel like I'm getting less out. Which is, it's not great, doesn't feel so good, because that's the market I started with, and that's the market that needs a lot of help with regards to education. But unfortunately, given the circumstances, the South African market doesn't necessarily have the most amount of money. So it's difficult to sort of, you know, focus a lot of my time on there if it's not really serving the business in the best way. Yeah, I do have a... what's this thing called? An event that I'm going to be doing a bit later on this month. I'll be one of a few mentors assisting artists out that have won a competition. So we'll see how that goes. It is a paid gig, which is nice. So at least there's a bit of work there. So that's a bit of an update of what's going on at the moment. I would say that work-wise, like workload-wise, things are still manageable. Things really haven't exploded or become crazy yet. I'm also still trying to focus on just building up a routine. So my thought process was, first 90 days of the year can sort of make or break your year. Basically, your January to your March, that first quarter, that's where you can really dig in and get stuff done. So I've got all sorts of random things in my schedule each day that mean that I have to focus on being on form. So I have an app called Elevate. It's a brain trainer. I'm also doing a bit of Duolingo. I'm making sure I journal each day. I want to try and do one podcast each day here on this Leverage podcast. The purpose behind it, a lot of it has to do with just keeping, keeping up with talking. It's a very weird concept, but just keeping up with talking, because through my voiceovers, I'm realizing that there are periods where I'm just quiet. I'm quiet throughout the day. I don't speak much. And when it comes time for me to do a voiceover, I haven't been speaking, so I'm not in top form. I sort of think of this podcast as me going to training each day, just speaking, using different parts of my voice, speaking in different ways, and just getting my thoughts out and articulating myself so that I'm able to think through things cohesively and put my points across as quickly as possible and as concisely as possible. So yeah, that's sort of the whole premise behind doing this Leverage podcast. Also, I figure one day I might listen back, or maybe one of my children will listen back, or someone else will listen back and go, oh, actually there's some valuable information. This is what he did to get to whatever stage it was. And also just assists me in doing a bit of a journal, which is also what I'm doing. I'm doing a written journal as well as this as part of my journal. So there might be some information in here that might not make that much sense to you, but I'm going to try and pull it all together and turn it into information that can actually be used if you're a creative and you are trying to build up a creative portfolio, a creative business, just a creative career. Yeah, so that's me. I guess that's pretty much it for today. I will catch you again tomorrow. Peace.